The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
But did anything go through your head at that moment? Was that you saying, right?
That was me saying, it's the first time I touched the ball in the final, and thank God I did something half decent with it.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Return to GAA mentioned it with Dave during the news round as well. So Special Congress is very much coming into view now. It's Saturday week, October 23rd is D-Day. It could transform the shape of the GAA Football Championship for years to come, or it could do nothing whatsoever. Enda McGinley is a three-time All-Ireland winner with Tyrone, currently the Antrim football manager. Enda, thanks for joining us. Evening.
Evening, Joe.
So, to bluntly sum these three up, Proposal A, in most people's eyes, I think, makes a complete mess of the provinces, counties jumping all over the place. Nobody seems to like that very much. Proposal C, things stay the same. Nobody seems to like that very much, which brings us, I suppose, to Proposal B. Provincial championships would happen earlier in the year. The championship then would effectively kick off with a league format, seven matches for all teams in all divisions. And in a sense, all four divisions would provide teams in the knockout stages, admittedly most from Division 1 and Division 2, but one each from Division 3 and Division 4. So it seems, and I don't know what you're hearing, because we've misread delegates before in the past quite badly, and they can be out of touch with the general mood. But it seems like everybody, bar a couple of big names, you know, Jim McGuinness included, is pretty much on board with Proposal B. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing a fairly decent split between those that have votes and those that don't have votes. So in terms of the general public, in terms of lots of players, in terms of lots of managers, option B is very seems to be the front runner. I think there is a mood out there for change, and as you say, A appears dead in the water. Motion 18 or A appears dead in the water. So that would be the only option for change is B. Otherwise, you're left with the status quo. The people with the votes are either coming out and saying, like, obviously McAvoy from Ulster came out and said that B was the worst proposal he had ever seen in front of Congress. So I think that shows where they're coming from. And the provincial councils have a lot of weight with county boards and with the people within the county boards that are voting and have votes. And then the other big group that really have kept their cards amazingly close to their chest are actually the leaders in all of this and the GAA hierarchy. So I would be a wee bit worried that all of the momentum for B, and I would be a proponent for B, but not to have to say an absolute dead cert. I think Ulster teams, it's I think the line is a wee bit closer to where the benefit truly lies, because we've got such a good provincial championship, but I think overall there is a major momentum behind B in terms of the people that are talking about it, but the people that aren't talking about it are the people with the votes, so we don't really know.
Yeah, that would be my worry as well. Like, there's such consensus really publicly, and Brian McAvoy, who you mentioned, the Ulster GAA secretary, was on, and he was on OTBAM, and he was absolutely resolute in his view. As you said, the Proposal B is not for him. So you said that the provincial councils will have a lot of sway with the delegates. This is why it can be sometimes very hard to predict what's going to happen at Congress. So how does that sway manifest? Like, are there special dispatches that we don't hear about?
There's a couple of things that I've picked up, and I'm sure maybe you have picked up, and sort of conversing to people outside of the bubble. So I suppose because of the various things that I'm at, I've been reading about the proposals for a long time, have my head fairly well wrapped around them. But I have spoke to a number of county board people, both in Mon County and Antrim, and actually another county as well, over the past week. And to say that they are pretty obscure about what is actually on the table, I think most people, whenever the average person sits down to start reading through the proposals, it all becomes a bit foggy very, very quickly, and they're not really quite sure what it is. And then a common refrain from county board delegates are saying, well, we'll see what the clubs say. This is club championship time of the year. I know what I feel like whenever my club championship is on, but when I don't really give a hoot about the county. The clubs have probably less invested in the county game than most others, particularly this time of year. So to be putting the hands in them, and how well informed are they going to be whenever the average show on the street, like, people aren't really getting their heads around, and the GAA are being very, very limited in terms of what public announcements they're making. Like, if this was a Brexit type event for the GAA, which essentially it is, it can mark a seismic change for the GAA. The main parties here are saying nothing. And it leaves those people on the ground trying to make up their own mind or sort of ignoring it and just getting on with football and presuming, look, whatever will be, will be. So, again, I think there's a few games at foot here in the background. That's my personal inkling. I think the fact that they're not coming out saying anything, they're not coming out giving additional information, they're not coming out saying what way they're going to push the Tailteann Cup, what way they're going to run it. Like, bottom line, the option here realistically then is between option B and the status quo. And yet the status quo is a status quo that we have never actually played before. It's the status quo with the Tailteann Cup, which got shelved because of COVID. So only in the GAA can we be asked to vote between an option B, which is uncharted water, and the status quo, which we've never actually played before, and with an absolute dearth of information, barring a fixture schedule, a dearth of information in terms of how they're going to go about sponsorship, how they're going to split that up, or TV rights, what's going to happen there, or how finances is going to be split amongst counties, because those factors count, and there's just zero information coming out.
Yeah, you make some very sobering points, I have to say. So proposal C, the status quo, except for this ginormous new tournament, which affects lots of counties, including one you manage potentially. But otherwise, it's the status quo with no details fleshed out. On you know, your sense of GAA people who are potentially voting, just like, give me that sense again, because I heard you and I didn't fully follow. So are you saying it's your impression that delegates who will be at special Congress are maybe not too au fait with some of the intricacies themselves, or also they'll be... Absolutely.
They will make a point of starting to get their heads around it. I'm sure over the next few weeks. But in terms of sort of even sort of the likes of listening into all these podcasts, to hear all the conversations, to hear all the opinions, to hear the debate, like there's just so little. And it was brilliant to see Brian McAvoy come out and put that side of it forward. It was an understandable point of view. The provincial councils are in essence the people that lose most from option B, so it makes sense that they're defending the hilt out of that, or trying to rubbish that out of court altogether. So that's completely understandable, but there's just so little genuine information and debate out there, and I'm sure, like, the people you've spoken to in the general public and just people around matches, they say, oh, aye, the proposals, explain that to me again, what's going on there? And even journalists that are well clued in, and usually are well clued in, they'd be text and whatnot, and then whenever you'd give a few points, you'd be, all right, so that's how it's working. And there's just a genuine sense that there's some sort of vague idea, okay, there's some sort of league championship thing, there's some sort of change to the provinces, and that's about it. There's very little really deep thought about what direction and what opportunities are contained within either proposal, I think. And I think this is where the rocks upon which it might all feel any movement for change is that, because of the lack of clarity, because of so many sort of slightly ambiguity things about option B, and maybe wee quibbles about who's qualifying for what, or what happens in terms of relegation, promotion and them type of things, because there's things up in the air, the safest thing, which is where the delegates could well go, is to go the status quo and say, right, well, yep, you know what, we probably should be thinking about change, but we're not quite there yet, let's kick this into touch. But, and yet, how long have we been waiting on this?
Well, exactly. I mean, at the same time, so I mean, we all have to come to it blind at some stage, it doesn't take that long to get your head around it either. Like, you don't need a PhD. Surely that's a dereliction of duty ultimately on the delegates' part.
To be fair, they're probably also swamped with their own county championships and with trying to stream games and trying to probably have club appeals, and it is a very busy, busy time of year for those people. So again, they can feel quite far removed in some ways from this sort of competition structure. It'll happen. The people that are most directly affected are the likes of the players and the managers. And like, there is this always tug of war between county players. Why should county players and the GPA be leading us into anything? And there's a good cohort of the GA community that as soon as the GPA are coming out saying one thing, they're thinking, I might go the other direction. But any county player, you want to be competitive. You want to have a really good competition. That's what you want as a county player. So if they're pushing for B, that's obviously the route that they see. And that's there's quite a few of the top teams have come out that route.
Yeah.
And also there's a really strong opinion in the divisions 3 and 4 towards option B. So if we are genuine about helping the so-called lower teams have a bigger role in this, then why would we not take this leap of faith? And again, I would go back in terms of this sort of aversion to change. The very thing that we've all now accepted as a fact moving forward, this split season, it was never considered, no matter how much we tied ourselves knots about the fixture crisis and the calendar problems. No one ever was brave enough to actually think, well, let's split the season. It would have never got moving anywhere. And yet, because it was forced upon us, we've suddenly realised, geez, you know what, this is great.
Yeah.
So my frustration would be if it was kicked into touch. This is I'm not saying it's an absolutely perfect proposal, but it's certainly got really new, really genuine ideas. The people that brought this forward are genuine GA men that spent, I would imagine, endless committee meetings coming up with this proposal. What have we really to lose? We've spent 100 and whatever number of years with the other. Like, what have we really to lose by going for 2-3 years with this other proposal? And maybe as we've seen with the split season, suddenly a lot of advantages might actually come out that we never even thought was possible. And I suppose, look, it depends on your willingness to change. But for teams that have been stuck in the bottom and people are really advocating the provincial championships, that hasn't helped a lot of teams that have been left behind. The top teams are flying, are moving further away from the group. And I think some essence of change to increase the length of the season for those teams trying to catch up, to increase the quality of football they're getting at the peak time of season. I think those things are crucial to increase the exposure of them teams. That can drive revenue into those teams,
yeah,
and engagement of players. For players, like Mohun County man Niall Morgan came out with a really interesting comment after the All-Ireland final where he was talking about the dedication and the commitment needed and all of that there. And he said, if he hadn't a realistic chance for Sam, he wouldn't be there. Well, how does that sit with 25, 26, 27 other teams in the country?
Mm.
Or a manager like me that has to go and demand off them boys and try and get them boys to see what's possible for them. And yet we're expecting them all to be there because the association needs them there. And yet we're only really paying attention to the top teams. That sort of disparity and disrespect of a lot of other players has, for me, went on too long. And I think even the top teams are wanting the big competition changes. It would be really frustrating to see it being kicked into the long grass again.
Yeah, well, look, you make a compelling argument. I was going to tease out loads of the ins and outs with you, but you threw me with your opening salvo. I thought you were just going to say, yeah, everyone I know is pretty much on board with Proposal B. So there's a danger we sleepwalk into Congress here because everyone publicly really is in the main. I know Brian McAvoy was on, for instance, but in the main is very is supportive of Proposal B. Michael Dignan was on AM this morning saying awfully very much behind it. So you definitely sense out there, either through ignorance or I just haven't got around to it yet, or just, it's all, you know, we'll stick with where we are, or the provincial angle, which is, well, we want to protect our power. One way or another, you have a sense here that like this 60-40 requirement for Proposal B, we could be in for a bit of a shock on Saturday week.
I think it'll be closer than what the public perception might be, or what the mood coming, because again, those that are talking one direction. I think there is those that are definitely in the general mood for change. But again, the provincial councils have got their votes. There are the Ulster counties who will be more reticent because we have a really good Ulster Championship and this is marking a big change for it. I still would be positive that it can become a great competition in its own right. And some of Brian McAvoy's points about it having law, you know, it might lose its prestige. Well, ask Monaghan or Donegal the last couple of years where they were Ulster champions and Tyrone managed to turn them over and got further in the All-Ireland series. How much did the Ulster title mean to those players at that stage? I can assure you, as a player, when you were in those top teams, the provincial was just a means to an end. It was just a matter of getting there. Yes, it would mean a huge amount to other teams that haven't won it in a long time. I think that, again, with proper promotion and all of them things that we haven't heard about, how these competitions might be promoted at that time of year, I think they can still be really, really useful competitions to win as standalone. And then we push on and have the All-Ireland series. And essentially, we're distilling down three competitions, the National League, the Ulster Championship, or the Provincial Championship, sorry, and the All-Ireland series, to two competitions, which in the era of a split season and a condensed calendar, again, that makes sense to me. Yeah. And the status quo doesn't do that.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll be talking to you, I'm sure, over the next week or two, regardless the result, to get your thoughts on how it all plays out. Enda McGinley, for the time being, thanks, Enda, appreciate it.
No problem, Joe.
Off the Ball on News Talk.
Weekdays from 8 a.m. Tune in to win big. News Talk's cash machine.
Don't get locked down with a long and expensive mobile network contract. Go SIM free with Harvey Norman and be free to choose the phone you want from our largest range.